ability to imagine, to inhabit another body, in terms of change of sex.
Yours is a consistent voice of opposition against the system. What real impact do you think you have?
Well, it's difficult. I think that writers like myself have an impact in influencing people outside South Africa to the extent to which we provide another dimension to what people read in the news. You read that an act has been passed, or you see a moment of crisis, riot in somebody's life, something terrible happening. But you don't know how the life was before that and how it goes on after. But it's the novelist, it's the imaginative writer who creates the entire life for you. And I think this has made people outside South Africa, in Europe, in America, understand what really happens to people under the pressures of politics. But within the country, I doubt whether writers have much influence.
No impact?
Oh, I think some impact, but certainly not at government level. I think the only impact would be to raise the awareness of the people themselves, because they are the people in the novels. They are the subjects of the novels. To make them aware of how they're living, what they are, and perhaps raising their doubts about this.
As you continue to provide that kind of literary opposition, is life difficult for you at home?
Well, the difficulties of my life don't depend upon what I write. It would depend upon the other role that I feel obliged more and more to fulfill, and that is as an ordinary citizen and a white in opposition to the government.
I'm aware that it'd be viewed as treason if you encouraged the sanctions that have been imposed against your government. But can you tell us what effect those sanctions are having from your perspective?
Well, I think that the argument that sanctions have no effect is not proven. Sanctions could never be perfect. They never work entirely. But when you think of such small reforms as have been instituted in South Africa recently, it was after the banks refused to roll over the loans to the government that Mr. Botha made several changes. He abolished the pass laws and made some changes in group areas. Of course, when one came to read the small print, the laws were still there, but in not quite such a stringent form. But before that, there was no move at all. And I would say, if sanctions are not applied, what other means of pressure, economic pressure, can be brought upon South Africa, brought upon the government, to bring about change without further bloodshed? I really ask that question in all sincerity, and I would love to hear if the West has any solution other than that.
Maybe there are no great weapons, and maybe the ones we have to settle for are the slight ones like that, and those of a literate nature like this. A supportive nature. Nadine Gordimer, thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate that. Safe travels to you.